from the Newstalk ZB newsroom. This is Newsfix.
In this update, strong gusts have forced the cancellation of the National Anzac Service in Wellington to the disappointment of the attendees. Hundreds had gathered in Pukeahu National War Memorial Park in anticipation of the event. A scaled-down wreath-laying ceremony is now taking place within the Hall of Memories. It's closed to the public and only accessible to veterans and VIPs. Ethan Manera is there.
A private service for those laying wreaths has gone ahead, despite the public service being cancelled due to the weather. It comes after this morning's dawn service persisted, despite threats of rain and strong gusts.
Thousands of Australians have gathered at dawn services as well this morning. In Canberra, a single didgeridoo pierced the silence at the Australian War Memorial, where some 32,000 people were present. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is marking Anzac in Papua New Guinea. He's thanked them for supporting Australia in World War II.
625 Australians were killed on the Kokoda Track. Of those, 99 fell in the Battle of Isaraba, and we remember and honour each of them this morning.
Hundreds were in attendance at Auckland's dawn service this morning. ACT leader David Seymour was there.
I was impressed with the number of people that get up to remember those who gave their lives and served so we can live the way we do today in New Zealand. I think it's a really special day, not only for our past, but to think about our future.
People all around the country rose early this morning to attend Anzac memorials. Today marks the 109th anniversary of the landing on the now Turkish peninsula of Gallipoli by New Zealand and Australian troops in 1915. It also serves as a day to remember all those who have fought and served for our country. Vietnam veteran Donald Roa says it's New Zealanders' duty to remember.
Have the respect and the responsibility as a citizen of our country. Acknowledge what has happened in the past, what service people have given and what sacrifices have been made.
That's news. In sports, former World Anti-Doping Agency boss David Howman believes it's unlikely the stench from a doping scandal prior to the 2021 Tokyo Olympics will go away anytime soon. The global body has come under fire for allowing 23 Chinese swimmers who tested positive for a banned heart medication to compete at the Games. Drug-free Sport New Zealand's Nick Patterson is among those seeking answers around the procedure used to handle the situation. Harman says it's not a good look for WADA.
Well, I think it hurts their reputation, and they're not alone on this. Drug-free Sport has said some very sensible things, and they need to be addressed and not just pushed to the side to say, if you criticise us, we'll sue you.
Scott McLaughlin's been stripped of his podium finish in the opening race of the IndyCar season for manipulating the push-to-pass system. The Kiwi finished third at St. Petersburg, Florida, with Penske teammate and winner Joseph Newgarden also disqualified for the same reason. That's sport. I'm Sandy Hodge.
For more news, listen to Newstalk ZB live on iHeartRadio.